there are a lot of like teleconferences that will say they're, you know, discussions of the school to prison pipeline, or at conferences there'll be a lot of discussion about that. And I think it's a very accurate term, you know, just seeing how many of the kids that I work with became juvenile court involved because of something at school, and then seeing when they get the right services that they will be less likely to recidivate and get back into trouble in the court system is, I think it's an accurate term to describe that phenomenon. And it is great to see when a student can be successful at school with the right resources. And I think that gives the student the chance to really prove him or herself that he, you know, they can make it and can graduate and can move on to other areas of education or get a good job if they're just given the resources that they need. I think a lot of the clients, you know, when we follow up later on are doing well. You know, we've gone to graduation for some of our clients from high school, and one of my clients then enrolled. He was the first person in his family to enroll in college. So it's rewarding to see when that happens, and it's nice because sometimes the probation officers might be working with the students for multiple years and can, you know, kind of give me updates. So I saw the student the other day, and you know, he's doing really well, and it's good to see. I think also from the student's perspective, for them to see, oh, I can do well at school. I never thought that was possible. I always just thought I was going to be a failure and a dropout, and seeing that maybe in the right school environment I can succeed, now all of a sudden, you know, people aren't going to make fun of me when I say I want to become a police officer, become, you know, go to culinary school. Before they'd say, well, you can't even read. How are you going to do that? And now I'm learning to read, and I'm gaining the skills I need to transition into adulthood.